The Bat by Germaine Richier. With the toad in 1940 and the grasshopper in 1944, two sculptures with titles drawn from the animal kingdom but with the figure of a woman, Germaine Richier began a series of profoundly original works destined to occupy a central part in her oeuvre. From her childhood, spent in touch with the natural world, she retained a love of found objects. On the beaches of Les Saintes-Maries-de-la-Mer, she collected pebbles and driftwood. From the Languedoc countryside, her brother would send her olive branches and insects. In her Paris studio, she kept a display case with shells, cuttlefish bones, a bat skeleton, pebbles, petrified vegetables, and so on. In 1945, she used a log to make the Forest Man, a combination of wood, leaves, and plaster, fused together by casting in bronze. Nature was far more than a subject for study or a repertory of forms, it became a material. 1946 was an exceptionally creative year for Germaine Richier, who finished three major works, The Spider, The Praying Mantis, and The Bat. In this series of hybrids, it's difficult to disentangle the human part from the animal. Sometimes disturbing, sometimes peaceful, these works return the human being to its origins and express the violence of his impulses as much as the permanence of his place in the cosmos. Roger Caillois emphasizes the similarities between bats and humans. A small mammal with opposable thumbs, the females have pectoral breasts and a regular menstrual cycle, and the males an unsheathed pendant penis. The bat's bad reputation, the terror it inspires, its nocturnal habits, its relationship with the underworld, make it a kind of dark twin of the human being, whose ragged appearance seems here to carry the stigmata of a recently finished war. For this sculpture, Germaine Richier used a cheap material for the first time, tow. Normally used to create volume, it's employed here for its natural properties. Dipped into plaster, drained and stretched, the tow becomes a kind of openwork netting, evoking the fragility of the membrane covering the bat's wings. The object's fragility looks impossible to cast, and yet the caster Tiennou has succeeded. For the first time, Richier decided not to cover the sculpture with a patina, but kept the bronze in its natural state, cleaning, then gilding it. This technique, seen again in the 1950s with the cicada bullfight and the six-headed horse, expresses another of the artist's preoccupations, to reintroduce colour into sculpture. It heralds the coloured glass inlays and painted plaster of the chessboard made at the end of her life.